praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear it, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us ward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. My ear hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering hast thou not required. Then say I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation.
Amen. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of the Old Covenant law of the Psalm. And now we're going to hear the New Testament.
For the law had a shadow of good things to come, and not an image of the things. And never with those sacrifices which they offered years, by years continually making the commerce down to perfect.
Mm-hmm.
For when thou wilt fall, then would they not have ceased to be offered.
Mm-hmm.
Because that the worshiper once first should have had no more custom than to sing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. For it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin.
Mm.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and an offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me.
Mm-hmm.
In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Mm-hmm. Then said, I know I come into the volume of the book of the written of me,
mm-hmm,
to do thy will, O God. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering of sin, thou wouldest not, neither have pleasure therein, which are offered by the law.
Mm-hmm.
Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. This taketh away the first, that is his, established the second. With the will, he sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Once for all.
Amen. 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 You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. May
yes.
God add a blessing to the reading and the hearing
yes.
of his holy word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Eternal God, we bless you. We praise you. We exalt your name. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the sweet presence of the Holy Ghost in this place, God. And we thank you for all the visitors who are here. Thank you for every home and family just represented here. Father, we just praise you right
yes,
now.
Lord.
But you are excellent and worthy of our praise. Father, we ask that you open up our ears, O God, and allow us to hear, because you said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we ask you, open our ears, Lord, that we might receive marvelous things from your word, by your spirit, O God, and by your grace. And we ask it in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom be glory, majesty, dominion, and power now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We'd like to use the topic, living in the growth of the gospel of the Christ.
All right.
Living in the growth of the gospel of the Christ. Now, that might sound strange to some of us, but it is the gospel of the Christ.
That's right.
The Messiah, that is an office, a position that is held by only one in all the history of time. All the Old Testament scripture look forward to the coming of the Christ,
amen,
who is the Messiah.
Yes.
Now, a lot of times in the English language, we tend to think of a people having a first and a last name. And we say things like we think Jesus is his first name, last name is Christ. No, I want to correct your thinking on that if that's the way you've been thinking. He is Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
He is the Messiah, the anointed one.
Yes, he is.
Okay, he is that promised one that began to be promised actually. It was in eternity past.
Mm-hmm.
And in the word, the first mention is in the book of Genesis when God was speaking to the serpent. Mm-hmm. And he told him in chapter 3 of the book of Genesis in verse 15,
yeah,
on your belly shalt you go, and dust shalt you eat all the days of your life. Uh-huh. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise you on the head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Letting you know that the Messiah, the Christ, would be a male child.
Yes.
That would be born of a woman, coming right out of the book of Genesis, chapter 3.
Yes.
Now, and the reason I want to mention that is because you and I are in a process. Once, in order to be in the body of Christ, the scripture says you must be born again.
Must be born.
Now, what that means is you have a new birth from above. This is an action that God initiates in the life of everyone who trusts in the Christ.
Yes.
Who believed in the Messiah.
Yes.
The purpose of the Christ was to come into the world and correct every problem that was caused by Satan and the fall of man. In other words, Satan introduced sin to the human family, and the Christ is the one God has appointed and anointed,
amen,
to correct all the problems and all the damage done by Satan,
amen,
and sin in the,
yes,
world.
Yes.
And so that's why it's very important that you understand that it is an office. The Greek gives us the term the Christ. He is the anointed one, the Moshiach Nagi, the Hebrew says. So Michael said we're going to speak some tongues here today. So we want to talk about that just a little bit. The Moshiach Nagi, you don't have to remember that. That won't be on the test. But he is Messiah the Prince.
Yes, he is.
He is the Prince because God is King.
Amen.
And he is his son, his only son.
That's right.
And so basically that makes him a prince. Daniel called him Messiah the Prince. You see? Why? Because he is the son of the highest.
Yes.
And he is the one who is coming, and he is the Christ, the one who is going to correct all the problem with sin,
amen,
for all of time. Only one.
Only one.
There's only one Christ. Now, only, and also one, the Bible tells us in the future time there will be an anti-Christ.
Christ.
Now, have you ever wondered why there is no anti-God? There is no anti-God. The phrase is never used. The phrase is used as anti-Christ.
Yes.
Now, why is that? Because the Christ is the one who is going to correct the problem. The Antichrist is the one who is going to deceive the world,
yes,
into thinking and believing a lie. Mm-hmm. See, that's going to be Satan's effort to contaminate the gospel that God has already fixed in time. He's already sent his only son,
yes,
Jesus Christ. He configured the world around him.
Yes,
right
did.
Now, everybody who denies Christ has to deny the calendar. Because the calendar tells you it's been 2,015 years since the Christ was manifested in the world.
That's right.
See,
amen.
And that's an illegible fact. It's ingrained in human society around the planet.
Yes.
I was talking to a guy the other day at the prison. He said, well, what? You mean to tell me God will condemn all those little children in Africa and in China if they don't believe in Jesus? I said, well, he will. I said, you know, he said, well, why? How could he do that? I said, well, he can do that because the whole world is configured around Jesus.
Yes.
Right.
And you can't deny that it's 2015,
right,
because Christ was born.
That's right.
And that's everywhere on the planet. That's in Japan. That's in, right, India. That's in every place on the planet.
Yes.
And so, and I told him, I said, if God is putting a burning desire in your heart, maybe you should go over there and tell him about Christ.
Right.
You know, if it was me and I felt like that, I would be on my way. I'd be getting me a ticket. Because God is calling you, but it's not a matter of them being condemned. God has made the Christ manifest to the world.
Yes, he has.
Everybody in the world, people who say there is no God, you have to wonder, how does your calendar get to be the way it is?
Right.
Why is it 2015? Because God has configured the world, planet Earth, around Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
And he wants you to do, he did that so you could have reason to check him out.
Yeah.
Find out what are his claims. What did he say? Why is that true? Because he rose from the dead.
That's right.
He's the only one got up out of the grave.
The only one.
See, so the only one laying a claim to defeating death is that Christ about which the calendar is centered and situated around him.
Yes.
Time before his birth is called B.C.,
yes.
Before Christ. And so here I want you to see that when you and I are born again from above, mm-hmm. that it's a growth process. That's why I think God was explicit when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus and he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." He told him, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's what he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews, John chapter 3 says, came to him by night saying, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher come from God, because no one can do the signs that thou doest except God be with him." And Jesus looked at Nicodemus and he said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Yes.
But that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." In other words, you must have a new birth from above.
That's right.
Now, and it's called birth because when you get saved, you come in, you're like a babe in Christ.
That's right.
You see,
Amen.
You got to grow up in Christ.
Amen.
You got to be nurtured in Christ.
Yes, sir.
You got to understand the word and your faith has got to be built.
Yes.
Up in Christ.
Yes.
And so basically you and I are born. That's why this message is called Living in the Growth of the Gospel of the Christ.
Yes.
You and I, when we're born again, we are going to be in Christ from now on. God will never take it back. Isn't that great news?
Yes,
if you're born again and you're here today and you're saved, God has sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30 says you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise for the day of redemption.
Yes.
So when God births you again, he seals you in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
That means that's why when he said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you,"
never.
"I'm in you and I'm going to be in you until we go out of here or until I come back," whichever happens first.
Yes.
And so that's a great promise, but you need to make sure that you are living in the growth of the gospel of the Christ.
All right.
So if you're saved, you're in that process right now. God doesn't expect little baby Christians to understand everything that more mature Christians understand, but he does expect you to be in the process of growth.
Yes.
And we grow as we grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Amen. Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's why Peter says, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby." Because there is a growth process,
Amen.
Growing up in the gospel of the Christ.
Yes, it is.
So once you're born again, you need to feed on the truth. He says, like newborn babes desire the milk of the word, the sincere milk
yes.
of the word. You and I need to feed on the truth.
Amen.
And by doing that, we grow in Christ.
Yes.
Now, I want you to see from an Old Testament example here, something that David, the psalmist who writes here, this is the Psalm of David.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry."
Mm-hmm.
So David was talking about the privilege of prayer.
Yes.
The fact that I can call on God, the Most High,
yes.
and he hears me.
Oh,
he was
yes.
anticipating the coming of the Christ.
Yes.
The Christ would come out of his body, out of his loins. Because
yes.
God had promised him it'll be out of your seed, David.
Yes.
Remember that seed I promised Abraham? Well, you're a descendant of Abraham,
yes.
14 generations down the line. And I promised that you will not lack a king to sit up on the throne. There will always be a prince
yes.
that comes forth out of your body. And he will rule and reign in righteousness. Not only will he be the son of David, he will also be the son of God.
Amen.
And so that was a mystery and an enigma in the mind of the seers. How can he be a son of David and also a son of God? Because God had promised, he had given a messianic promise. And that it would be, the Christ would come through the line of Abraham. He had strengthened the promise in 14 generations.
Yes.
Said he will also be a son of David.
Yes.
Because David is a descendant of Abraham.
Amen.
And so David had this promise. And in his lifetime, it never took place. He said, "I waited patiently for the Lord. And he inclined his ear unto me and heard my cry." In other words, I still had a relationship with God. I knew that God promised me great things in my life. I want to let you know right now, if you're saved, God has promised you some great things in your life. They may not all have come to pass yet. But if you keep on waiting and calling up on the Lord, wait patiently for the Lord, you will see God has a blessing for you also, just as children of his that are born from above. He said he inclined his ear. That means I had the privilege of prayer.
Yes.
We ought to not say, oh, you know, when everything else fails, oh, well, I guess I better pray. No. You need to hit the ground running. I'm praying now on my way everywhere. No matter what's going on, I'm in prayer. Because I have the privilege to call on the Most High God. It's not a last resort. It's a first order of business. I'm going to call on him first. You know, every day I'm going to call on him. When my feet hit the floor, when I get up out the bed, I'm going to be calling on him because I have the privilege. David understood that. He says, I patiently waited for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. I was able to get a word in to the Most High God. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay. That's a good description of my life before I got saved. I don't know where y'all came from. I'm not going to try to go in your closet. But I'm going to talk about where I was before I got saved. He said he brought me up out of a horrible pit. Oh, that's probably a pretty good graphic, a prosaic way to talk about being whacked and jacked up, as we say these days. He brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. I was stuck and down there like quicksand, sinking and going nowhere. And he set my feet up on a rock, put me in a sound place, and established my goings. He put a projection of future with a good hope in my life.
Yes.
You know, changed it from I don't know what's happening and what's going on and where it's going to end. And I'm hopeless and without any plan or prosperity is way away from me.
Yes.
But he gave me a hope, set me on a rock. You're not going to sink down no more.
Thank
you. You're on the rock. You got a foundation underneath you. And he established your goings forth. In other words, you have a future and a hope. You're moving on now in a positive way.
Yes.
Verse number 3, and he had put a new song in my mouth.
A new song.
See that? A new song.
Yes.
Even praise unto our God. I'm going to praise you all along the way.
Yes.
All while I'm on my way, I'm going to praise you.
Yes.
And many shall see it and fear.
Yes.
It's because of your attitude when you go out into the world that people see that God is working in your life.
Yes.
How can they be so happy? They're going around smiling for. They're going through the same trouble I'm going through, but they sure do look like they're taking it better than me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your life becomes a testimony to the people around you.
Yes.
So he said he established my going forth, put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. They ask you, what you so happy for, Douglas? Because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, he is leading me and guiding me even through the path of darkness. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with me. You see? And so we have a whole new attitude. David knew this right well. Notice what it says here. He says, and not only did he put a song in my mouth, others see it and they wonder about God. And now you can testify about God. But blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Blessed means happy. Secure. I'm happy. I'm secure. I know God got my back. I'm covered.
Amen.
You see, blessed is that one that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. That's what people do when they don't know God. You see what I'm saying? Many, O Lord, my God, he says, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are toward us. You have nothing but good thoughts toward your people. I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord.
Yes.
To give you a future and a hope.
Yes.
See, he's always looking to bless you and move you up from where you are. You see, he has a good plan for you. Nothing terrible, nothing horrible.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, the devil is working against you. He'd like to tear you down and destroy you. But God has a good plan for your life.
Yes, he does.
And so he moves on and he says here, that he says, blessed is the man that makes the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside the lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works.
Yeah.
Notice that he gives God the credit for all the good stuff going on, which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us, Lord, that they cannot be reckoned up in order. So many of them, we can't even discuss it all. We run out of time trying to talk about how good the Lord is. And all that he's doing in our lives.
Yes.
He says, I would declare and speak them. They are more than can be numbered. I got too much. I could go on the rest of the day, but we're not going to do it. You know, we can talk about all the good stuff. You know, we run out of time to be able to tell the story because God is working so many things out for us. And then he says this, and I would declare and speak of them, but they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Understand that stuff's not really pleasing you, God. That was a something you made for time for us to be able to go in and make a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sacrifices had to be done every year.
Yes.
On the Day of Atonement, you had to come with a sacrifice.
Yeah.
3 times a year, all the people were required to come and worship before the Lord and bring sacrifices for their sins and to pay offerings to support God's temple. And he said, but I know all that was just, you didn't really get pleased with that, God. That was just something you made for time because you promised us that you would send the Messiah. And so he says, sacrifices and offering thou didst not desire, mine ear thou hast opened, burnt offerings and sin offerings thou hast not required. In other words, that doesn't really please you. Then said I, lo, this is God speaking, the Messiah. I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me. I delight to do thy will, O God. Yea, thy law is within my heart. This is what motivated Messiah when he came into the world. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation, and I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation.
Yes.
Jesus said the truth no matter what it costs.
Yeah.
He had the boldness to tell people who he had given great power in the world the truth. Pilate said, what is truth? He was very cynical. But Jesus told him the truth. He said, you couldn't do anything if my Father hadn't given you authority. And he spoke the truth and he knew what the outcome would be.
Yes.
You see, so the thing I want you to see is that in all the world, in all of time, people have always depended on their own works as a means of salvation. Although in all of time, since the same thing was done by Adam, in other words, Adam started it all the way back in the garden, trying to offer his own works instead of trusting God. He's the federal head of all of us, so God has never accepted human achievement, that is, just good works, as any possible means to make one clean in his sight, but has always proven that true salvation must only be received as a gift of his grace on the basis of his works on behalf of the guilty who always transgress his law. In other words, Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves. God slew an animal and covered them with the bloody skins.
Yes.
Because the wages for sin is death.
Yes.
And without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So God was showing them the gospel right from the very beginning.
Amen.
You can't cover yourself. I have to cover you in order for you to be acceptable in my sight.
My Lord.
And so no forgiveness from God has ever been attained as a result of human achievement.
That's
you realize that?
Yeah.
Not from the foundation of the world. Never at any time by a fallen man. But God, by the execution of his plan, that is the proclamation of and the sending of his only begotten Son, who is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, Jesus, we call him, has always made provision for everyone to receive his grace as a token of his unchanging position, which his never-changing love for all mankind has proven. God never changed. When Adam sinned, God never changed. I loved you. That's why I made you. That's why I gave you dominion over everything I made. I'm the Lord God. I do not change. So he loved him to start with. So grace was always available from the very beginning. Anyone that was ever saved got saved by grace, not by sacrifice. God gave the law long time after he had already saved Abraham. And it was generations, 400 and some years before the law came to Moses. So the law never was a way to save people. Sacrifices and offering thou would not. So David wrote that down even generations after that time. So I want you to see the writer to the Hebrews gives us this explanation for this, and then we'll be done. He said the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things, in other words, it was a representation of it, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. They were coming every year, but the fact you had to come every year lets you know your sin isn't gone because you keep on having to come. If it took your sin away, what you doing here again? See, why are you back here? Because you still have sin. It's just a picture of what God is planning to do later on when the fullness of time was come. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman and born under the law. Paul says, Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Says, for then would they not have ceased to be offered? That's what the writer says. Obviously, if they keep coming, evidently the sin is not gone, right? Because that the worshipers once purged should have no further conscience of sin. If it was really taken it away, then you wouldn't be back again the next year. Because you still have sin in your life.
Yes.
But in those sacrifices, there was a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible, see that? That the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Impossible. Can't pay the bill. The bill is too great. Wherefore, when he, speaking of the Messiah, cometh yes. into the world, he said, and he wrote this through David, sacrifices and offering thou wouldst not, but a body hast thou prepared for me.
Yes.
In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. In other words, God was not satisfied. Mm-hmm. Then I said, lo, I come in the volume of the books as it is written of me to do thy will. So when Messiah came, he came to complete what it would take to satisfy the Father for us once and for all. He says above when he said sacrifices and offerings for sin thou wouldst not, neither hast thou pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. In other words, the law never could satisfy God.
Never.
Then he said, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first. In other words, he took that first one out of the way that he might establish the second covenant, that, which is also the last covenant. No other covenant is necessary because it says here, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. So everyone who comes to know that God loves them and has sent his son, Jesus the Christ, receives the Holy Spirit to indwell them forever.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Amen.
He indwells you forever, and you must learn to rely completely on the promises and the stability of God and not on your own fallen performance. That's one of the problems new Christians have. They keep on saying, well, I'm still having issues. And I'm not perfect yet, because you know you're not, and that's true.
Right.
But God is the one giving you that light to understand you are not perfect, but I love you anyway.
Yes.
Just like I did Adam, and I continued to work on him throughout all his days. There was still trouble, there was still problems, same thing with David, same thing with every biblical character that you look at.
That's right.
They had issues, but I was with them because I loved them.
Model.
God loves you right now, just like you are. You know, if you come to him right now, he will bless you today.
Yes, he will.
And he promises that when I start a good work in you, I'm able to perform it and finish it.
Yes.
Philippians 1:6, which has began a good work in you, will continue to perform it even until the day of Jesus Christ.
Model.
So you need to initiate the work. God won't force his way into your life. He loves you just like you are. He wants you to be saved. He has given his son already. So you know, your bill is paid. Jesus paid it all.
Yes.
And if you trust him, he will save you just like you are. If you're struggling with problems in your life, that's what you need to do. Just like David, I'm going to work it out through prayer.
Yes.
Because I have the ability now to call on God and he hears me. He loves me. He will help me find a way to get free from the sin that keeps on bothering me. He will find a way to build me up so that I'm now strong. You know what? Everybody in here, I would guess this is true. That you can tell somebody in here something that God took out your life that you don't do anymore. You know? And you know there's a list of stuff, probably a grocery list, who knows how long. Some stuff, I don't do it anymore. How did I get like that? God blessed me. And he covered me. And I prayed and he worked with me and got me to the fact that I don't need that anymore. You know, I'm walking free of many things. And at the same time, if you ask the same people, is there anything else in your life that you think you would like to have God take out? They would all say yes. Yes, there are some things in my life that I have not defeated yet. But you know what? God still loves you.
Yes, he does.
He's going to work it out with you. He's going to walk it out with you. He's going to talk it out with you. He wants you to mature in the things of Christ.
Yeah.
And this is the reason why I said we have to learn to be living in the growth of the gospel of the Christ. Because you know what? There was a lot of stuff. I wish you had been here this morning. My time is up here now. But at Sunday school, we were talking about Peter. What a basket case he was.
Mm-hmm.
He called him to be an apostle. He told him right from the beginning, I'm going to make you fishers of men.
Yes.
Peter stumbled all over all kinds of stuff.
Yes, he did.
Study the life of Peter. Blow your mind. Even after he was an apostle, he didn't believe that God would save the Gentiles.
Right.
He was prejudiced.
Yes,
he had prejudice in his heart.
Yes, he was.
Against certain people because, oh, they don't keep the Jewish Messianic laws. And they don't keep the Jewish traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And God had to show him, you're wrong, Peter.
Yeah.
Who are you to say something is unclean if I say it's clean?
Yes.
And he was in conflict and controversy with God.
Yes, he was.
But God never took back that he was an apostle, called him to be an apostle, initiated him to go forth in my name.
Yeah.
You know, and Peter learned the lesson.
Yes, he did.
And he learned many lessons. I wish you could just take time and look at his whole life.
Yes.
By the time he got done, God had him sit with a pen and write 1st and 2nd Peter.
Yep.
Two of the most heaviest books in the New Testament. Yeah. It's filled with God's grace and his spirit and his mercy.
Yeah.
He can do that for any of us.
Yeah.
We all start off at one place, and God is taking you to another place, a better place.
Yes, yes.
And he's slowly getting you to deal with it. He doesn't force the stuff out of your life.
That's right.
Right away. It takes time. You got to grow.
Yes.
That's why Peter, he was able to write, but as a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Read that in Peter's epistles. So you are a work in progress.
Yes.
God loves you just like you are. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you when you get your life right, then join the church. No, you need the church today, right now. That wouldn't be any better than if you were outside bleeding on the street. I said, well, when you stop that bleeding, then we'll take you to the emergency room. I need to go now. Bring me to the emergency room now. Fix me up here. See? Right now. But that doesn't mean everything is fixed.
Right.
You know, but you need the Lord right now. No matter who you are. He's ready for you. He loves you. He'll take you right now. He has no reason why he didn't love you and he won't accept you this very second. He wants you to be in his family. He loves you so much. He has never not loved you. That's the thing I want to say to you. Never has he ever not loved you. He loves you just like you are.
Glory, hallelujah.
And he is the only one that can fix what you need fixed.
The only one.
And you can depend on him. He is the best. I think I could get a witness.
Oh, yes, he is.
He is the best. He can take away any kind of an issue you're dealing with.
Any kind.
So I'm just going to ask you right now. Let's pray right now. Right where you are, if you want Christ to be your Savior, ask him to do so. He won't force his way in your life, but if you open your heart, he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open to me, I will come in and sup with him. And he with me. If you want him in your life, invite him in right now. Eternal God, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, Father, for the gospel of your grace that you gave your only son. You predicted him throughout time, and our calendar is telling us he came 2,015 years ago. You sent him in order to save whoever believes in him. You said you so loved the world, you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Father, we trust him now, right now. We invite him into our life right now. We invite your spirit right now, God.
Right now.
Fill us with the spirit and give us that assurance that we are saved, that you have accepted us by grace through faith in your son, Jesus Christ. Father, we love you. The best we know how. Teach us to love you even more, oh God. And we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Bless every person right now, God, who is inviting you into their life, oh God. And move in right now. Seal them with the spirit of promise, Lord. Help them to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you today, Father, for all who are here today, God. We ask you to keep on working on us. We thank you don't cast us aside when we stumble, Lord, that we can come back and ask your forgiveness. You said if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, Father, we thank you for that continual cleansing, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you right now, God.
Thank you.
We bless you. We give you the praise in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Bless somebody right now today, God, with the assurance that they're saved, oh God, and help somebody else to grow to a new level where they've never been before, Lord. Give them strength, oh God, over some sin or some issue in their life that they can walk away from it and know that you have blessed them and moved them in the right direction. Father, we give you praise and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We'd like to offer, if you have accepted Christ and you would like to make that known, we'd ask you to come down and share that with us today. If you'd like to do that, come right up to the front. If you need special prayer for anything that you're dealing with, we had a session a little earlier. But if you need that, come down and we'll pray with you after we dismiss. Amen. Come right now. The Lord is here for you. He loves you just like you are. Amen. Come on down. Anyone who like needs to come, have a seat right here. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Any others? Would there be another? Come right now. Come on down if you need to come. Whoever needs to come, come on down. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 He said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come right now. Amen. We're going to have a word of prayer. And we're going to ask Sister B to... We take you too. Let's take both of you here. You can sit, my sister. Eternal God, we praise you. We bless you, Father. We thank you for these who have come, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask you to fill them with your spirit, Lord. Fill them with the knowledge of salvation, Father. We just thank you for sending them today, God. And Father, you know what she needs. You know what the child needs. You know what they need right now, God. And so we ask you, Father, by your grace, that you fill them, oh God. Be with them, provide them, give them comfort and peace, oh God, in their mind. Whatever they need, whether it be a financial thing, anything, God, we ask you bless it. And send it forward right now, God. Thank you for salvation today, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, they need to be baptized, oh God. We ask you to prepare them, oh God, that we might baptize them into your family and give you praise today, God. Thank you today. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Remain there. This sister D will talk with you. Thank you. Amen. We thank God for all the visitors who are here today. We want to give the Lord a hand praise to you. Amen. Amen. We give you an opportunity, if you would like to say anything, that you may. We don't have to say anything. But we just want to let you know that you have... that you're here with saints who love the Lord. And if you want to say anything, you may. Any of you. Amen. Who are here today.
Amen.
Amen.
All she had was Jesus.
All right.
So, as long as we have him, we will have him.
Don.
That's right.
You know, God has blessed us, and we need to be a blessing to our man of God, amen, and our woman of God, because you know what? The bottom line is we can't be God given.
That's right. No, amen.
Glory.
All right now. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We thank our visitor for a great testimony.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
God, he is able to do exceeding and abundantly beyond all you can ask or think. Amen. 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 All right. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Would there be another? Amen. Okay. Well, let us.
Before we dismiss Brother Adika Perry, if we can dismiss the song, he requested Sister Adams to sing The Lord Is My Life.
Oh. Amen. We'll hear that. Amen. Sister Adams. Bless us. Amen. Amen.
And a reminder to the leaders, Pastor wants to see everyone else.
Amen.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is my light and my
Hallelujah.